Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service with me, Rebecca Kesby. Today we head for Japan in the post-war years. It's struggling to rebuild its economy, but the drive towards industrialisation has led to an environmental catastrophe. It's the late 1950s, and the people of a fishing community in the far southwest of Japan, Minamata, have noticed something very mysterious.
Several years before any humans became ill, we noticed weird things happening to the local cats. They would dive into the water as if they were burning. It was weird.
Fuji Sakamoto and her husband were fishermen, and they lived very close to the shoreline.
Cats would always be around the fishing boats looking for fish scraps. They'd eat lots. Those cats started to go blind, and also they'd dance around like they were crazy. It really looked as if they were dancing. But it was only ever the cats at the seaside, never the cats in the hills.
For several years, Minamata's dancing cats became something of a famous spectacle, but most locals weren't especially worried until local people also started to show signs of something similar.
At the time, people were frightened of catching this weird disease. They became unable to speak and had a strange way of walking.
People began to grow suspicious of what might be causing this mysterious illness. Fuji was pregnant and already had a little girl. Mayumi was 3 years old.
It was her granny who first noticed she might have this weird illness. She was looking after her and noticed that she kept falling over all the time. I was thinking to myself, why would she get sick? We have such healthy food. We grow our own rice and vegetables, and we have lots of fish, seeing as we're fishermen. How could she get this terrible illness?
But it was precisely this diet of fish and seafood enjoyed by the locals that was causing the strange illnesses. A river emptied into the pretty bay of Minamata, but further upstream, a large chemical factory had expanded dramatically after the war. The Chiso Corporation was a major local employer, manufacturing chemicals such as acetaldehyde for the production of vinyl-type materials. One of the waste products was methylmercury, a highly toxic substance, and Chiso was pumping it straight into the river and out to sea.
I was pregnant with Shinobu at the time, and even then we'd look at Mayumi and think, there is something wrong with this kid. So we took her to the hospital to get her checked out, but the doctors told us she was okay. And it was just our imagination. But I knew something wasn't right. One night, we were having dinner and her hands started shaking. Then she couldn't walk properly either. Her speech was affected. She couldn't eat properly. Soon, she became very ill. Other people around us were also becoming ill. Some of the adults had become insane, even violent. It was awful.
Tons of methylmercury were being absorbed by sea plants and fish. As more and more local people were affected, scientists from Kumamoto University began to look into the possible causes. The Chiso factory soon fell under suspicion.
The whole town of Minamata was dependent on Chiso. There were good jobs there at a time when there weren't many jobs anywhere else.
Chiso didn't cooperate with the university researchers. Instead, it had its own scientists investigating the cause of what had become known as Minamata disease. They suggested the cause was unrelated to the factory, although there's evidence to suggest that Chiso already knew that the pollutants that they pumped into the river contained harmful heavy metals.
Chiso knew they were causing all this with their polluted water, but they tried to hide it. They denied it had anything to do with the plant. Representatives from there would even come down and drink the water in front of us to try to prove it. Chiso just didn't want the responsibility. They were the only big plant in the area. Locals, the fishermen, everyone knew it was the cause.
When Mayumi's condition became too severe to cope with at home, Heavily pregnant Fuji took her to hospital, where hundreds of other locals were being treated.
The noise of the patients was awful. They used to cry out so loudly, they'd be groaning all day and all night. She was crying all the time. I'd only just had the baby, but 10 days after the birth, I went to the hospital to see if I could comfort her. I thought she might stop crying if I was there. When I got there, she'd already lost her eyesight, but she could still hear me. I said to her, Mayumi, I'm here. It's your mummy. You don't need to cry anymore. When she heard my voice, she gave me such a sweet smile. But it was the last smile she would ever give me.
Tragically, Mayumi died soon after. It was then that Fuji realised her second daughter, Shinobu, was also showing signs of the disease, even though as an infant, she'd never eaten any contaminated fish.
Normally, a child can hold up their head in 4 months and start crawling at about 6 months. Shinobu couldn't do any of that. The hospital just said she had cerebral palsy.
Fuji Sakamoto joined other locals and decided to take on Chiso in the courts.
We had no option but to go to court. But we were poor and had no money for lawyers, so we began fundraising. I was embarrassed at first to stand in the middle of the road collecting money, but it was for the community, so we did our best.
Public demonstrations against Chiso and years of legal wrangling ensued. Citizen groups were set up around the country to support and finance the Minamata victim's legal case.
They fought for compensation from the company that had poured mercury into the bay, confronting the management at a shareholders' meeting. The Chiso president performed a traditional intense apology, a dogeza, bowing until his head touched the floor. For a Japanese business leader, it was the ultimate humiliation.
Officially, they bow their heads in apology, but it's all surface level. They don't mean it at all. Just hearing the word Chiso makes me angry. Chiso destroyed our ocean. I just hate that company. I just can't hate them enough.
Eventually, in 1968, after years of research and argument, the government declared that Chiso was the cause of the poisoning in Minamata. Fuji was one of more than 10,000 people to receive compensation from Chiso. More than 1,700 died as a result of the poisoning. Thousands more were affected. Fuji went on to have a baby boy. He had health problems but was able to grow up and live independently. Her daughter Shinobu, now 59, still requires constant care.
There used to be a population of more than 50,000 in Minamata. Now it's only 27,000. We've got the ocean, mountains, hot springs. People always used to say that it was the ideal place to live. They used to say, once you've lived in Minamata, you can't live anywhere else. It was a lovely place.
Fuji Sakamoto ending this edition of Witness with me, Rebecca Kesby. It was produced by Claire Bowes. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.